let's dig deeper into the DevOps experience with one of my favorite humans, Martin Woodward. While I primarily come from an operations background, Martin comes from a developer background, and that sets us up well to have this DevOps culture conversation and talk about breaking down the walls between developer and operators. So welcome, Martin.
Thanks for having me. Am I the culture then? Is that what it is? I just saw you had this in, am I culture order? Is that who I am?
Yeah, you're culture.
Oh my goodness me. Well, there we go. First time I've ever been described as that, that's for sure.
All right. So Martin, you know, how would you personally define DevOps and what do you think that feels like in action?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Donovan's definition is great about bringing people, processes, and products together. It's important to emphasize it's not about products. You know, quite often DevOps is what the vendor's trying to sell you sort of thing, but it's not. It you know, it's about the culture, it's about the processes, it's about supporting the people. And people first, as Donovan has it, because that's always the hardest part. Get the culture right, get the organization right, and then create processes to support those people. And the product side, the technology side is kind of easier, really, you know, you can get products from everywhere. You get products from Microsoft, you get products from GitHub, you get products all around and technology all around. It's the people and the processes to support those people. It's always the hardest. Patrick Dubois actually kind of summed it up well for me. He was saying that DevOps is whatever you do to bridge the friction created by silos. And all the rest is just engineering. And I really like that as kind of like a more pithier explanation of it. You know what I mean? It's whatever it takes to break down these silos and to get things moving and focusing on your customers. The way I describe it to a lot of my teams is like, if it hurts, do it again. If it hurts, just get better at it until it stops hurting and keep like, does it still hurt? You know, keep punching yourself in the head. Okay, I'm going to get better at it until it stops hurting and I'm going to have appropriate safeguards. And that's what you are. But that's not what DevOps feels like as a team. You did ask me that as well. No. It doesn't feel like continuously punching yourself in the head, but yeah.
Well, some days.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you feel like doing it when you're on call, right? Sometimes, that's for sure. For me, it's all about the customer focus. I don't know if that's, you know, the same in a lot of the places that you've been working at, but having that, like, strong, passionate focus on the customer, and that's what you're doing it for. You're delivering value for your end users, you know? Doing it iteratively, doing continuously improving, but making sure you develop a safe place for all of your teams to experiment and try things. So, you know, that's incredibly important. And that also means you want to be investing in kind of automation to make quick iterations because you want to be iterating quickly. Make that safe. It's no good just shipping things really quickly if you break things really quickly. You know, you need to be able to do it safe. You need to be in a safe place, both culturally in terms of, you know, sort of psychological safety, but also safe places in terms of, you know, automated protections from doing the stupid things that we always do, especially when it's 3 a.m. and all that sort of stuff.
Doesn't some of that kind of fall out from that customer focus, right? Like we don't want to ship our customers things that don't work, right? And so being able to deploy safely, having engineers who are happy, who are not burned out from being on call, they tend to deliver better things for our customers. So that customer focus, you asked it, you know, if that was kind of things that I saw as well. And most definitely, because a lot of these other things fall out from wanting to do the right thing for our customer.
Yeah, and it's very easy to, you know, say, isn't it? It's very easy to say, oh yeah, we're going to be customer focused and we're going to do this. But it's actually constantly working on breaking down those silos and doing it in an iterative way is the key, I think. Don't try and boil the ocean at once. Don't try and develop everything because you're never going to get there. So just try, do a little bit and then look, use data, look and see, measure if you've done something, if you've made improvements, and then move on. Oftentimes when I have that conversation with teams, you know, how are we going to measure if we've got better or not? And you get like and that's a great question because it's like, why are we here? What are we doing? Like, what does success look like? And by focusing on those things continuously and thinking, it really helps you sort of develop and have a sort of more high-performing team, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, does capturing some of that data and keeping that focus on the customer experience help break down some of the silos? Because you have to, now you have to talk to some other people because you don't control the whole customer experience. Or, you know, is there a way that you try to share some of that expertise across your teams or systems?
Yeah, I mean, the classic one is like, you know, you and me, you have more of an ops background, I have more of a dev background. And quite often when I go into a company and they're like just starting to sort of think about DevOps, they'll go, well, I've got like 3 DBAs and 300 developers, you know. Does that mean I need a DBA per team? Does that mean I need an SRE and an ops person per feature group, per agile team? And obviously, you know, you can't have like infinite numbers of people. You can't do that. You can't, you know, it would be great, but no. And so you have to figure out ways that you can kind of share that expertise amongst your team. You're never going to have enough people. So how can we build processes? How can we build practices in place that allow the individuals on the team who have expertise to share it with the rest of their team, but the whole organization? And that's not just ops and dev, you know, that's like designers. How do you create a design system that allows your developers, allows everybody on the team to do stuff that doesn't look really ugly and is consistent and is, you know, consistent across the board? How do you make sure your technical writers are able to help influence the documentation and make sure that it's written in an understandable way by humans without having like 10 tech writers per team, you know, and all that sort of stuff and figuring out how to scale. That's definitely one of the challenges and kind of one of the ways you've got to think about everything you do. How can I maximize? And I have a finite number of keystrokes in my fingers. Yep. I have a finite number of breaths in my body. How can I maximize those to have bigger impact by helping everybody on the team learn the things I know and work in a safe way and use my expertise to make it safe for them to do deployments?
So, Martin, we've only got a few more minutes left.
Yeah.
What's one piece of advice that you would give to the folks at home who really want to start with DevOps?
Oh, I think for me, it's, you know, obviously, like, listen to the talks today and like, pick one thing. What one thing are you going to pick from today that you're going to use and take back into your team next week? And you're going to use it and you're going to try and improve that one thing just a little bit. It's that whole, you know, do something that hurts until it stops hurting. So what are you going to take from today? What are you going to learn and like apply just a little bit of? Don't fix everything. Just improve it just a tiny little bit. And if you improve a tiny little thing once a week, you build the muscles of improvement. You build the ability to be able to change things and you get better at change and you get better at improving and improving the engineering systems. And all of those incremental improvements really start to add up. Do one a week and you just start to pay down technical debt and then start to move on and have an amazing engineering system that you're proud of and that people want to work in and that your team could be productive in.
Awesome. I love that focus on kind of iteratively improving. And, you know, in the concept of iteratively improving, let's bring Jay back and iteratively improve our group here.
Well, you know, I hope I'm an improvement so far. You know, that was really great, guys. I really enjoyed listening to what your take is on DevOps culture. And I always believe this, Martin, and you can probably agree with the sentiment that if you're going to implement change in an organization, you better wear a helmet because you're going to run into some walls.
Yep. Or you're just going to keep punching yourself in the head repeatedly, you know. But yeah, you definitely have to. You have to make it a safe place for people to do that. You have to. It has to be both psychologically safe and also safe in terms of processes to like make sure people can't accidentally cut the fingers off or whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
It can be a painful journey, but it's a worthwhile journey, and that's one of the things that has come up in a number of conversations. Right? Is like, hey, we're doing this DevOps thing, but it hurts. Yeah, some of these things are going to hurt because we're changing the way we behaved.
Very, very cool. So, Stephen, that was a great way to get started. I think, Martin, you know, what Martin's one of the best people that I know who really advocates about DevOps. I actually remember upon the Azure DevOps product launch, you know, him spending so much time out there and getting that information into people's hands. I remember he had a push to deploy physical button that I really, really liked. It was an IoT device that if you hit it, it went ahead and kicked off a deployment through Azure DevOps. So we've got another speaker coming up in just a minute. Stephen, I want everybody to remember that their participation is huge. So yes. There's the chat where you can leave comments. It's native in your things like YouTube, or you can use the Learn TV chat. All of that, you can go ahead, put in your questions, your comments, keep your eyes open. We've got moderators. We've got people to take care of all that when you send in your questions, and we'll try to get to as many of them as possible.
Definitely. Please ask your questions. You got your people here to answer them.